This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says that Pentagon leaders want to keep waging wars, sought to keep defense contractors happy, to fight allegations that he made offensive comments about fallen U.S. service members. He said this during a White House news conference on Monday. U.S. President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden traded verbal attacks about COVID-19 vaccines in their respective Labor Day remarks. President called for the Democratic Party nominees Biden and running mate Senator Kamala Harris to immediately apologize for the reckless anti-vaccine rhetoric. Biden told reporters in Pennsylvania Monday that he would like to see a vaccine as soon as possible, even if it cost him the election. The Republican and Democratic Party nominees made the remarks as the presidential campaign turned to the home stretch on the annual Labor Day holiday, a time when COVID-19 is killing about 1,000 Americans each day. More than 891,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, and there are more than 27.2 million confirmed infections worldwide, with the United States leading in both deaths and in infections. Wildfires in the U.S. state of California have burned a record amount of land this year as fire crews battle dozens of blazes in the midst of a heat wave. The situation has strained the state's electrical grid, threatening power outages for millions of people. Officials say the most striking thing about the record 2 million acres that have burned so far is how early in the year it was set, with the most dangerous part of the season still ahead. The previous high was 1.96 million acres burned in 2018. Dry, hot winds are predicted to raise the fire figure to critical levels in the coming days, and California Sierra National Forest officials expanded evacuation orders. This is VOA News.